Welcome, Eric Dickerson. Eric, thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Hey, I remember a time on the air where you said the Rams are boring. Given what they're doing, they don't seem very boring to me anymore.
Well, I didn't only say it. You said it, too.
No, I did. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, but they were boring. I mean, they were boring to watch. You know, they were just not a really good football team, and they were going in all the wrong directions. But as you see now, you know, with the signing of Ndamukong Suh and Marcus Peterson and Tlaib, I mean, they're trying to make some real moves in the offseason, not just sitting on their hands, just waiting around. So I like what they've done so far.
Yeah, and the moves they're making, you know, they did Tlaib and Marcus Peters earlier, and now Ndamukong Suh, three guys that kind of didn't really leave their situations in the best of shape in terms of their personalities on and off the field, but the Rams signed them because of their ability on the field. You get the sense that the Rams are going all in to win a Super Bowl in the next couple of years.
Well, yes, I do. You know, I think when we signed Sean McVay came as our head coach, I think that's his vision, as it showed last year. You know, the way that he implemented his offense, you know, signing Wade Phillips, just doing the things that they had to do. I mean, and you know, trying to shore up our offensive line, and also, you know, I think the big thing is making sure they sign Aaron Donald. I mean, this is something that should have been done last year. I mean, he's our best defensive player, the best defensive player in the National Football League. And they could have got him, I think, you know, probably at a better rate. But, you know, this is the next thing on the market. I want to see them take care of our guys, the guys that have been there. But I agree with you, Rodney. They're trying to make all the right moves right now.
And what seems to me, Eric, and as a guy that played for the Rams, and it wasn't this way that many years ago when you were there, but they've created an environment or a culture where people want to come here now. It seems to me if you sit out and have a bite to eat with Sean McVay, Les Snead, Kevin Demoff, they're all in the room talking to you. I think they can close almost any deal. I think this has suddenly become a destination spot for players.
Well, it's appealing now. I mean, first of all, when we played, you know, they didn't pay us, so, you know, you come in just for the city. But, you know, it's a different era now. I mean, Los Angeles is a beautiful city. We have a lot going on. It's Hollywood. We have great fans. And you know, you have to give it to our fans. I mean, the Rams only been here 2 years. And the fans are starting to come back in droves, and that's what you want. It's all about the fans. And I think that Stan Kroenke and Demoff and Les Snead, all those guys are putting their best foot forward. First of all, we have a $5 billion stadium. We just found out that they're trying to, you know, they got to try to feel. And, you know, that's not an easy task. So you have to have a winning product on the field.
Yeah, speaking of winning product, you also have to have stars. And the latest guy, another controversial figure, Odell Beckham's name has been thrown out there for the Rams. What do you think that fit would be like, and is it worth it for the Rams to even pursue him?
Well, you know, in my opinion, I like Odell. I think Odell's a great talent, very talented. But would he fit with the Rams? I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't pull the trigger on that right now because look, you're gonna probably get him for 1 year. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you're not gonna get him for a long period of time because they can't afford to sign him. I mean, if he's gonna come in and we win a Super Bowl, great. But you're gonna only have pretty much for that 1 year. And you know, I like to say the word control. You know, would he fit in? You know, because you know, it's not about you as a player. It's about the football team. You know, this is a team. This is not an individual sport. Football is the ultimate team sport. And sometimes Odell has the tendency to be kind of selfish, even though, like I said, I like him as a player, but would he fit in here? I think the guys would kind of, you know, bring him in and talk to him and like, hey, this is how it is here. Because the one thing I can say about the Rams football team, if you're around them for a little while, this is a close-knit team. They're a close-knit football team. They keep everything in-house, not like the Patriots do. But they want to have fun and win, not like the old Rams football team.
Eric Dickerson with us, Fred Rogan and Rodney Peete, AM 570, LA Sports. See, I think if they get Beckham for 1 year, they're basically renting him. Just like in the NBA, you're renting a guy. And he improves the team, there's absolutely no harm to that. He makes them more attractive and he makes them better. And again, I think it's a signal to everybody else around the league, this is a place you want to be.
Yeah, I agree with that. But if you're renting him just for 1 year, I mean, and what are you giving up for that one? What are you giving? You're giving up a number one draft pick. Think about it, that number one draft pick be a guy that you could have for 4 years. So it's a, you know, it's if and ands, you know, maybe not. It's like a scale. You make the choice. You know what kind of player he is. You know the baggage that comes along with him. You know, just all the drama. Even though I like him as a player, I'll say that. You know, the team he's at, the New York Giants, if they want to get rid of him, and he's such a great player, we know that. But it's like, you know, we're not willing to lay out all that money on it. We'll just get it, get rid of it, and get something for him. But for us, I mean, maybe for 1 year, I still would, me personally, I wouldn't do it. But if he comes here, you know, I want him to be a greater player than he's been in the National League so far. When he's healthy, he's dynamic. There's no doubt about that.
Yep, and signing, going back to Ndamukong Suh, signing him for 1 year, obviously it feels like this could be his redemption year. Do you see him, I mean, just playing alongside Aaron Donald, those two together is going to wreak so much havoc on the rest of the league. I feel sorry for the NFC West that has to face them twice a year. But do you see this possibly being a long-term situation for Suh, or is this a one-and-done and he's out?
Long-term situation. Like, he's not a young man anymore. I mean, you know, he's 31 years old. He doesn't have to be that guy. He has a guy that's going to be, could be next to him or right across from him is Aaron Donald, you know, who's the best player in the National Football League. I mean, it's a plus for him. I mean, Fred, I got to say, you're a Detroit Lions fan. You know, what do you think?
What do I think? I think it makes, look, I think if you're Rodney Pete and you're lining up a quarterback and you look down and you see Suh here, and you see Aaron Donald here, you're thinking, I don't really know what hole I'm going to run through right now. I don't know where we're going to send the ball because those two guys are standing right there. That's what I think.
I say, ED, you're on your own, buddy. Turn around and hand it to ED.
You're so right. Even as a running back, when you face a really good defensive front, they've got two or three good defensive players, it makes you think. It really does. It makes you think because you're like, okay, I can't run over these guys. I got to try to run around. We got to do some misdirections, screens. Draws, because when you got these guys pin their ears back, these are big men, and they come at you, and they're having that kind of day or that kind of year. It makes it hard on an offense.
Well, Eric, we appreciate you jumping on, and we appreciate your insight, as always. Thank you for taking a couple of minutes.
Thank you so much. Rodney, let me ask you a question. Is Fred angry today? How's
you know what?
I haven't been around.
He's good today. It was raining, you know, when it was raining last week, he was a little gloomy. But it's sunny. It's sunny. He's got a smile on his face. He's happy today.
Way to go, Fred. I'm happy.
Appreciate that, Eric. All right, man. We'll talk to you.
All right.
Bye. Bye.